The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 19, God's Messenger. Jonah and the Big Fish, from Jonah 1 through 4, and Hebrews 1 and 2. God had a job for Jonah, but Jonah didn't want it. "Go to Nineveh," God said, "and tell your worst enemies that I love them." "No," said Jonah. "Those are bad people doing bad things." "Exactly," said God. "They have run far away from me, but I can't stop loving them. I will give them a new start. I will forgive them." "No," said Jonah. "They don't deserve it." "I will run away," Jonah said to himself. "Far away. So far away that God won't be able to find me. Then I won't have to do what God says. It's a good plan," he said, because, as far as he knew, it was a good plan. But, of course, it wasn't a good plan at all. It was a silly plan, because you can run away from God, but he will always come and find you. Jonah went ahead with his not very good plan. "One ticket to not Nineveh, please," he said, and boarded a boat sailing in the very opposite direction of Nineveh. Well, it wasn't long before a fierce wind blew, and the boat started to lurch and pitch and roll, and everyone started turning green. Jonah sat bolt upright in his bed. You see, the first thing that went wrong with Jonah's not very good plan was that God sent a big storm after him. The sailors couldn't sail their ship properly. "We're sinking!" they screamed, and started throwing everything overboard. Suitcases, food, whatever they could find. By now, Jonah knew that the storm was his fault. "Throw me in instead," he shouted, "and the storm will stop." The sailors weren't sure. "It's the only way you can be saved," Jonah cried. And so, one, two, three, splash! No sooner had Jonah hit the water than the waves grew calm. The wind died down, and the storm stopped. Just when Jonah thought it was all over, when he was sure he was going to drown, God sent a big fish to rescue him. The fish swallowed Jonah whole. With one big gulp, Jonah must have thought he had died. It was so dark in there, like in a tomb. But then he smelled the rotting food and felt the slimy seaweed, and knew he wasn't dead. He was in the belly of the fish. Sitting there in the darkness for 3 whole days, Jonah had plenty of time to think. Pretty soon, he realized his plan was, well, a very silly plan indeed. He was sorry for running away. He prayed to God from inside the great fish and asked God to forgive him. After 3 days, the fish spat Jonah safely onto a sandy beach. Just then, Jonah heard someone calling his name. "Go to Nineveh," God said. And this time, Jonah said, "Yes!" He went straight to Nineveh and told everyone God's wonderful message. "Even though you've run far from God, he can't stop loving you," Jonah told them. "Run to him. so he can forgive you. The people of Nineveh listened to Jonah, and they started loving God. They learned to do what God said, and to stop running away from him, just like Jonah. Many years later, God was going to send another messenger with the same wonderful message. Like Jonah, he would spend 3 days in utter darkness. But this messenger would be God's own son. He would be called the Word, because he himself would be God's message. God's message translated into our own language. Everything God wanted to say to the whole world in a person. In today's story, we see the story of Jonah and the big fish. God gives Jonah instructions. He says, go, tell the people of Nineveh to do what's right, to turn away from their sin, to stop running from me, to turn to me and to do what's right. But Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't want to tell the people of Nineveh to stop disobeying God. Why? Because the people in Nineveh were actually enemies of the people of Israel. Jonah hated them. He wanted them to keep doing bad things because he thought, oh, if they keep disobeying God, God will punish them and will kill them. And that's what he wanted. He wasn't necessarily the best messenger of God. He didn't understand how God loved people even when they turned from him. And so, Jonah decided, no, I don't want to tell them. I want them to be punished. I'm not going to go. And so Jonah ran away. But we can't run away from God. You see, God is everywhere. God knows everything. He knows where we are. So that even when we run away, he is there. There's nowhere on earth that we can run to get away from God. Now, we might choose to disobey God, but God can follow us and will bring us back. And so, God sent a storm. And this storm was so bad that the sailors thought their ship was going to sink. And Jonah said, no, no, it's my fault. Throw me in, and the boat will be saved. And so they did. And it was. Once Jonah entered the water, the storm stopped. But God sent a fish that swallowed Jonah, and for 3 days he was in the belly of the big fish. God somehow did a miracle and kept him alive in there. And so there he was, and while he was in there, he prayed, and he acknowledged that he had done what was wrong, that he had not obeyed God. He asked God to forgive him, and you know what? God did. Even when we run from God and don't obey God, God is willing to forgive us when we confess our sins, when we say, God, I sinned. I didn't obey you. I didn't do what was right. When we do that, and when we turn back to God, God will forgive us. And so that's encouraging. And so while Jonah was in the belly of the whale, the belly of this fish, he prayed. He called to God and admitted that he had not done what was right, and asked God to forgive him and to save him. And God did. And so then, God says again, go. And Jonah does. He goes to Nineveh and tells them, and the people there listen. They actually turn and follow God. And God saves them. It encourages me and challenges me. Just like Jonah, we are to go. God wants us to go and tell other people about Jesus. And just like Jonah, we should go. And just like Jonah and the other people, when we turn to God, then he will forgive us. Now, at the end of today's story, it talked about another messenger, Jesus, that one day Jesus would come. He would spend 3 days in a dark place. He would be killed and spend 3 days in a cold tomb. But he also would come back. Jesus came back to life. And so, Jesus was God's message. He is God's message of hope. That we can come back to God. That God wants us to follow him. Even if we have sinned, God invites us to come back and follow him. So, have you come back to God? Are you following God? Or is there sin that you are disobeying God and running from God? Turn back to God. If you are following God and close to God now, are you telling others like Jonah did? Are you telling them that there is hope, that they can come back to God, and that God will forgive them and love them? Are you telling them about Jesus? If not, I hope you do. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would send us, help us to share your message, to share the hope that we have in you, that you will forgive us when we come back to you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.